الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. As we are well aware, from the first of Shawwal begins what we term a section in the Islamic calendar which is referred to as Ayyam Hajj, which are the days of Hajj. The famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Buni al-Islamu ala khams. He said this Deen-e-Islam is based on five pillars. The Shahadat of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iqam al-Salah, establishment of Salah, the paying of Zakat, the fasting in the month of Ramadan. And the fifth pillar of Islam, which as we mentioned, the days of which have started already, is the ahkam and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pertaining to Hajj. Allah ta'ala in the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam revealed the verse of the Quran, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. According to many of the scholars, this verse was revealed after the Asr Salah on the day of Jumu'ah during the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announced that now this Deen-e-Islam is complete. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ghaliban after the revelation of this verse, he said, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَىٰ لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. That I have left you upon a clear-cut road. The way of Islam is manifest. The way to success, whether it is 14 centuries ago, whether it is now, whether it is 14 centuries from now. Allah in His ilm-e azali, in His eternal knowledge, has chosen a way of life which will bring you success. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Today your deen is kamil, complete. The demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam occurred 80 to 90 days after the revelation of this verse. And ulama say that though there were a few other verses of the Quran that was revealed after this verse, in which Allah Ta'ala says Deen-e-Islam is complete. But with regards to ahkamat of deen, with regards to laws of deen, there were no other verses that were revealed after this verse. The last verse of the Quran that was revealed, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. That fear the day when you will be returned back to Allah, and everyone will receive completely according to his action, and no one, there will be no zulm or oppression on anyone. This verse is a reminder about akhirat. It does not have to do with ahkamat and laws of deen. When it comes to the laws and injunctions of deen, Allama Ghazali rahimahullah mentioned that this Deen-e-Islam was completed, was perfected. It reached its culmination, its height through the Hajj of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala says clearly, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. If you choose any other way of life, what is Islam? What is Deen? جَمِيعُ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. What is Deen-e-Islam? Is the 24-hour practical way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi's day, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's night, his akhlaq, his character, his entire way of life, that is Deen-e-Islam. And with the revelation of this verse, and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I mentioned, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have left behind a clear way of life. There is no ambiguity whatsoever. Layluha kanahariha. If you want success, if you want Jannat, if you want to find Allah, if you want Allah's maghfirat, whatever you want, you will find it in the way of life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No other way of life will be accepted by Allah. Whether it is now, camel age, space age, go on the moon, go to Mars, go wherever you want. The only way of life that will be accepted is the way of life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This occurred during Hajj, and every year we are reminded about this. This command of Allah Ta'ala of Hajj, ulama say, is anoka, it is unique. There are certain peculiarities that are found with regards to this pillar of Islam that are not found with the other pillars of Islam. One is the manner in which Allah Ta'ala made Hajj farz. Hajj was not only farz upon this ummah, but every Nabi of Allah. It is said Adam alayhi salam made 1,000 walking Hajj. During the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he passed by the place of Juhfa, the name of the place was Juhfa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I can see Musa alayhi salam with his fingers in his ears shouting out the Labbaik. Every Nabi of Allah carried out this command of Allah. When Ibrahim alayhi salam completed the restructuring of Baytullah, Allah Ta'ala commanded him that, O Ibrahim, you have built this Baytullah, this Kaabatullah. Now invite humanity, call them for Hajj. So he asked the question, وَمَا يَبْلُغُ سَوْتِي. There was no one living there. Few inhabitants. No mic system, no satellite dish. Allah Ta'ala is saying, call the whole world for Hajj. أَذِّن فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. أَذِّن فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Give the invitation to the whole of humanity for Hajj. وَمَا يَبْلُغُ سَوْتِي. Ya Allah, how are they going to hear me? Allah Ta'ala says to him, أَذِّن وَعَلَيَّ الْبَلَاغِ. Ibrahim, you give the invitation, we will convey it. He climbs onto Jabal Abi Qubais, which is the name of the mountain where the king's palace today is situated. And he gives the announcement, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna Allah ta'ala qad amarakum bihajji hadha al-bayt liyuthibakum bihi al-jannah wa yujirakum min adhab an-nar. He says, O people, Allah is commanding you to make Hajj of Baytullah. Why? First thing, when it comes to Hajj, you've got to put the ihram on. No one likes to wear the ihram. It's difficult. Then there's a long journey. Nowadays they got accreditation. So much of problems, red tape you have to undergo. So much of money has to be spent before this command can be carried out. So he says, Allah is commanding you to do this. Why? Does Allah benefit in any way from all this taklif and difficulty that you're undergoing? No. Why is Allah commanding you? Because Allah is looking for an excuse. What excuse? لِيُثِيبَكُمْ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. Allah is calling you for Hajj of Baytullah because Allah wants to give you Jannat. Allah wants to give you Jannat in return for this Hajj. وَيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. And Allah wants to save you from Jahannam. This is why Hazrat Shaykh Rahimahullah has mentioned in his kitab the incident of that person. He made Hajj three times. He made Hajj three times. A fire took place, his body didn't burn. When they investigated, they found out he made Hajj three times. So Allah had made his body haram on any fire. لِيُثِيبَكُمْ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. Allah wants to give you Jannat. Allah wants to save you from Jahannam. Miraculously, this was the mu'jiza of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. His voice reached the whole world. Every person alive heard him. The souls in Alam-e Arwa heard him. The children that were not yet born in the womb of their mothers, they heard him. And Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq to recite the Labbaik. Some remained silent. Some said Labbaik one time. Some said it several times. Ulama say, according to the number of times that Allah gave tawfiq to recite the Labbaik, that number of times Allah took it upon himself. When that person comes to the world, that number of times he will make Hajj of Baytullah. Why? Because it is not sahuk accreditation. This is a great bimari. A lot of times you hear this. This society is corrupt and that society is corrupt and this one is doing this wrong and that one is doing that wrong. This is why I'm not able to make Hajj. My respected brothers, we have to ask ourselves, what is the real accreditation? Wallah, I'm sitting on the minbar by the qasam of my Allah. There is no other accreditation besides the accreditation that you will get on the musalla with Allah. Get yourself accepted by Allah to go there. Then Allah doesn't need any society. Allah doesn't need any organization. Allah doesn't even need your wealth. What does Rasulullah ﷺ say? Al-Hujjaj wal-Ummar wafdullah. He said, the one who goes for Hajj, the one who goes for Umrah, by the Qasam of my Allah, it is not your money that's taking you there. It's not your intelligence. There are many people more intelligent than you and more wealthy than you. There are people living in Makkah, Mukarramah, Allah's Qasam. 27 years have passed. They haven't entered the Haram. This is the type of kaarguzaris Jamaat have come with. Why? Al-Hujjaj wal-Ummar, the Haji and the one who goes for Umrah. This is Allah's delegation. Allah has given the invitation. One person, Allah wala, he made Hajj 27 years in a row. Then one day he's sitting in the Khatim of the Kaaba and he's thinking to himself, I made Hajj so many times, has Allah accepted it or not accepted it? Has Allah accepted it or not accepted it? Saying this with this thought, with this mashghala, with this thing going through his mind, he falls asleep and he sees a dream. A voice calls out to him, will you keep calling to your house someone you have rejected? What are you thinking? You think we keep calling you here because we have rejected you? Your coming is accepted. This is why we keep calling you here. Al-Hujjaj wal-Ummar wafdullah. Muhammad Rasulullah s.a.w. said, the one who goes for Haji, the one who goes for Umrah, the one who goes for Hajj, the one who goes for Umrah, this is Allah's delegation. That's why when you're there, you'll see flags. What the flags say? Marhaban, welcome, biduyufir Rahman. Biduyufir Rahman, to the guests of Rahman. To the guests of Allah. Yu'tihim ma sa'alu. What is the maqam of the one who goes for Hajj or Umrah? Rasulullah s.a.w. says he's not an ordinary person. Once that nisbat of Haji is linked to him, then what happens? يُعْتِيهِمْ مَا سَأَلُوا. Whatever he asks for, Allah takes it upon himself to give it to him. يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ مَا دَعُوا. Whatever dua he makes, Allah will answer the dua. One person was making tawaf. He was between the Hajar-e Aswad and the Hatim. And he said, Allahumma اغْفِرْ لِي فُلَان. Oh Allah, forgive so and so person. Rasulullah ﷺ asked him, what did you say? He said, Ya Rasulullah, when I was leaving for Makkah, my brother told me, while I am making tawaf, make dua for his maghfirat. Rasulullah ﷺ says, Allah has made the maghfirat of that person. Allah has made his maghfirat. Why? يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ مَا دَعُوا. Whatever dua you make will be answered. وَيُخْلِفُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا أَنْفَقُوا. And whatever you spend, why? This is not your ticket, not your accreditation, not your intelligence, not your know-how, not your ability, not your planning. By the Qasam of my Allah, it is Allah's invitation. Allah brought you. Allah brought you. So when you invite the VIP guests for your function, you say, all expenses paid. All expenses paid. You think you are spending, you are not spending. You are not spending. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sadiqul Masduq, the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie or exaggeration passed through the Mubarak lips of my Nabi. He said, whatever you spend, Allah is going to pay you back. Whatever you spend to go for Hajj and Umrah, Allah is going to pay you back. This is why my Nabi said, Tabi'u bayna al-Hajj wal-Umrah. He said, keep going. Why? Because he said, فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الْفَقْرَ وَالنِّفَاقِ كَمَا تَنْفِي النَّارِ خُبْثَ الْحَدِيدِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالذَّهَبِ وَلَيْسَ لِلْحَجِّ الْمَبْرُورِ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. He said, when you want to clean, when you want to purify gold and silver, what you do, you put it in a fire, you burn it, it becomes, reaches a higher quality. He said, going for Hajj and Umrah, going to Baytullah again and again, will cleanse my ummah of nifaq, of hypocrisy, like how gold and silver is clean. And what else will it do? What else would it do? My Nabi said, it will protect you from poverty. You will never become poor. The more you spend on going for Hajj and Umrah, and this also applies to going in the path of Allah in another hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ said, the more you spend, The more you spend, you will never become poor. Why? Because Allah is going to give it back to you. All expenses paid. You are duyufur Rahman. Allah is going to give it back to you, but Allah is not going to give it back to you according to your shan. Allah is going to give it back to you according to His shan. That is why it comes in the hadith. Not for every dirham you spend, you won't get one dirham back. You'll get 1 million dirham back. 1 million dirham. Barakat in this world, and in akhirat you will see the returns. This is not an ordinary command of Allah. This is not an ordinary command of Allah. In the entire Quran, you will not find Surah As-Salah, Surah As-Sawm, Surah As-Zakat. Allah has not named any surah of the Quran after the other pillars of Islam. Only one pillar of Islam, Allah named a surah, Surah Al-Hajj. Surah Al-Hajj, Allah named an entire surah after this command. You are going on His invitation. And my respected brothers, those who have been, you will see this. You will see people crippled. You will see people back bent over. You will wonder how this man came here. And leave that. Leave physical disability. You will see such poverty. Such poverty. And think to yourself, there are millionaires in South Africa who have never seen Baytullah. And this poor man from some subcontinent, how is it possible that he is coming here? Each year, no matter what obstacles any government puts, no matter how many restrictions they put, no matter how many obstacles to block they put, no matter what limitations they put, every year by the qasam of my Allah, you will see those people over there that you will wonder how they came here. Because they are not coming based on your physical strength. You're not coming based on your wealth. You are coming on the invitation of Rahman, on the pukar, on the call of Allah. According to the number of times that Labbaik was called, Allah Ta'ala took it upon Himself to bring those people. The point, the reason I am reiterating this, take this out of our minds about accreditation. Get ourselves accredited on the musalla. Stand on that musalla at the time of tahajjud and cry before Allah. And wallah, you see how Allah will open the way. Because it is not in the hands of any organization, it is in Allah's hands. And Allah answers the dua of that person who wants to go. Beg Allah, cry from Allah. This is not an ordinary thing. And those of us who are wealthy, those of us who have the means, this delaying and delaying and delaying, what does Allah Ta'ala say? Waman kafara. Waman kafara, literally translated, the one who has made kufr. The one who has made kufr, every mufassir of the Quran, there is consensus that in this verse of the Quran, where Allah mentions this, waman kafara, what does this word kufr actually mean? It means the wealthy person who didn't make hajj. Quran says, waman kafara, waman kafara. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say? He says that that ummati of mine, who despite having the means didn't go for hajj, I don't care whether he dies as a Jew or as a Christian. Who is saying this? Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not delay. Do not delay. Beg from Allah. Cry before Allah. This is not an ordinary command of Allah. When it comes to salah, look at the expression of Quran. Allah says, Aqeemus salah. Aqeemus salah. Establish salah. Inna salata kanat ala al mu'mineena kitaban mawquta. Salah was made farz. When it comes to zakat, Atu zakah, pay zakat, zakat becomes farz. Khud min amwalihim sadaqatan, tutahhiruhum biha wa tuzakihim wa tusalli alayhim. When it comes to fasting, we heard in Ramadan how many times the verse of the Quran, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. Fasting was made farz upon you as it was made farz upon those before you. Even those who don't understand Arabic, I'm repeating this. Listen to this. Aqimus salah, salah is farz. Atu zakah, zakat is farz. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, fasting is farz. But when it comes to hajj, Allah doesn't say kutiba alaykum al-hajj. Allah doesn't say kutiba alaykum al-hajj is farz. Aqeem al-hajj, established hajj. No! The entire mode of expression of Quran changes. Even a person who doesn't understand Arabic, listen to this. When Allah makes hajj farz, what does Allah say? Walillahi ala nasi hijjul bayt. من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. For salah, aqimu salah, atu zakah, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Listen to this. Walillah. Allah brings His name first. Walillah. What does this walillah mean? Ulama explain. You see somebody, he's going for hajj. You ask him, by where are you going? He says, I'm going for hajj. No. That answer is incorrect. Walillah, walillah. What it means? I am going to meet Allah. I'm going to meet my Allah. I'm going to Baytullah to meet my Allah. This is why when a person reaches Baytullah, what's the first thing he does? Istilam of Hajar-e-Aswad. What is Hajar-e-Aswad? نزل الحجر الأسود من الجنة. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Hajar-e-Aswad is a stone that came down from Jannat. هي أشد بياضا من اللبن. When it came down, it was whiter than milk. ولكن سودته خطايا ابن آدم. But the sins of Ibn Adam made it black. It came down from Jannat. And in another hadith, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, الحجر الأسود يمين الله في الأرض. He said the Hajar-e-Aswad is the right hand of Allah on this earth. This is symbolism. It's not literally Allah's hand. It is the right hand of Allah on this earth. يُصَافِحُ بِهَا عِبَادَهُ كَمَا يُصَافِحُ أَحَدُكُمْ أَخُوهُ. Ajib, what does Rasulullah say? When you go into the court of a king, what do? The first thing is you plead allegiance to that king. You bow down. You swear an oath of allegiance. Rasulullah said, the Hajar-e-Aswad is the right hand of Allah on this earth. Allah shakes your hand through the Hajar-e-Aswad like one of you will shake the hand of his brother. The symbolism of this is when a person reaches Ka'batullah, Baytullah for the first time, he makes istilam of Hajar-e-Aswad. It is said in Alam-e-Arwah, when the souls of humanity were gathered, at that time, Allah asked a question, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ Am I not your Rabb? Everyone, every soul to be born in this earth said, Bala, Ya Allah, you are our Rabb. Everyone brought Iman at that time. It is said that Shahadat was written on a piece of paper and that piece of paper was placed inside the Hajar-e-Aswad. So when you go to Ka'batullah, the first time you are making istilam of Hajar-e-Aswad, Rasulullah said it is like you shaking the hand of Allah. What are you doing? You are renewing the covenant which you took in Alam-e-Arwah. That Ya Allah, you are my Rabb, I came to find you. I came to swear my allegiance before you. This is why Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah fill his qabr with noor, he used to say, the Hajar-e-Aswad has the capability of sealing the heart of a person on what jazba or what zeal is in that heart. This is why he used to say, be very, very careful when you are making istilam of Hajar-e-Aswad that there is no jazba of dunya in the heart. Because the Hajar-e-Aswad will seal that heart on dunya. What jazba must be in the heart? I came to find my Allah. I came to find my Allah. That is why if you look at the tawaf, what is tawaf? Like they say in Urdu, chakkar. Person is walking. What is he doing? He's searching for Allah. He's looking for Allah. And where is he walking? He's walking on that same ground that every Nabi of Allah walked. He's walking on the same ground that Sahaba, Sulaha, Atqiya, Awliya walked. At least this much he must have in his heart, that Ya Allah, let me bring my life on their footsteps. Who is he imitating? وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ حَوْلَ الْعَرْشِ وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ حَوْلَ الْعَرْشِ Allah says, on that day you will see the malaika making tawaf of the arsh of Allah. When you are walking around Baytullah, you are not just walking, you are making tawaf of the arsh of Allah. You are imitating the malaika that are making tawaf of the arsh of Allah. Junaid Baghdadi, rahimahullah, one night, he is in the haram. He hears one girl, young girl, she's reciting poetry. Abal hubbu an yakhfa wa qad khatamtuhu fa asbaha indi qad anakha wa tarraba idha ishtadda shawqi hama qalbi bi dhikrihi wa in rumtu qurban min habibi taqarraba yabdu fa afna thumma ahya lahu bihi wa yus'iduni hatta aladha wa atraba. The problem with Arabic poetry, one is the Arabic language is such a level when compared to the English language, to translate it is already impossible. And to do justice to the imagery is also impossible. But the crux of what she was saying, like she describes her love for Allah like a dam that wants to burst its walls. She says, I contained it, tied it up, put chains. But Ya Allah, my love for you refused to be concealed. It burst forth. It flowed throughout the world. It flowed throughout my being. Ya Allah, when I cannot find you, it is like I've died. There is darkness in my life. And Ya Allah, when you reveal yourself to me, I come alive again. Arif Billah, like Junaid Baghdadi, doesn't understand the import of what this girl is saying. So he says, "Oh woman, fear Allah, what are you saying?" She says, "Lawla tuqa lam tarani ahjuru an tibil wasani inna tuqa kama tara sharradani anil watani." Junaid, if I didn't fear Allah and I didn't love my Allah, why am I not sleeping on my bed? What has brought me in this late hour of the night to the house of Allah besides His love? When he hears this, then he realizes he had misunderstood what she was saying. Then she asks him the question. She says, "Junaid, whose tawaf are you making?" What is his response? He says, "I am making tawaf of Baytullah." She looks to the heavens and she says, "Ey Allah, tere bande kitne paagal hai, ke tujhko chor kar pattaro ka tawaf kar rahe." That, "Ya Allah, how foolish your slaves are. They forgot you and they're making tawaf of stones." You are not making tawaf of a stone. You are not making tawaf of a structure. Whose tawaf are you making? Who did you come to find? Walillah. Walillah, you have come to find Allah. This is why ulama say first requirement. First requirement when you want to go there, make yourself such that Allah gets happy by your coming there. Not in your appearance there is no sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are going there resembling the Yahud and the Nasara. Where are you going? Then you've got the videos on your phones. And then your time is spent in the marketplaces. Where have you come to a place where every salah is multiplied 100,000 times? 5 salah a day. How long will it take you to make 100,000 salah in Hilal Masjid? My respected brothers, do the calculation. It will take you 55 years, 6 months and 20 days to make 100,000 salah in Hilal Masjid. One day, 5 salah will take you 277 years, 7 months and 10 days. And the South African Haji at the time of Zohar is sleeping in his hotel room. And the South African Haji at the time of Asr has formed a group with a coaster and they've gone shopping. What have we understood? Walillah. Walillah. Allah says, "You are coming to me. You are coming to me." What have you understood of this journey? What have you understood of Hajj? This is why the poet says, "Ilayka qasdi. Ilayka qasdi. Rabb al bayti wal hijri. Fa anta su'ali min hajji wa min umri. Wa fika sa'yi wa tatwafi wa muzdalifi. Wal hadyu nafsi alladhi yughni anil jazari." He says, "Ya Allah, my goal is not the Kaaba. My goal is not Safa Marwa. My goal is not Arafah and Muzdalifah also. Ilayka qasdi. Ya Allah, you are my goal. I have come to find you, your love, your ta'alluq, your relationship." And the qurbani animal, he says, the qurbani animal is not that goat or sheep or camel. He says, that qurbani animal is my own nafs. My own nafs, and to slaughter this nafs, I don't need a knife. Ya Allah, I've come to find you. Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, says, when I was proceeding for Hajj, we had come to the boundary where the talbiyah had to be recited. He says, there was one youngster, he was shivering and shaking. And he was making dua, "Ya man yasurruhu ta'ati, wala tadurruhu ma'siyati, habli ma yasurruk, waghfir li ma la yadurruk." He was saying, "Ya Allah, you are that being. When I obey you, you become happy. When I sin against you, I do not harm you in any way. Oh my Allah, that which makes you happy, give me the tawfiq of that, your obedience. Ya Allah, that which does not harm you, my sins, forgive that." Shivering and shaking, Malik bin Dinar says to him, "Bhai, recite the talbiyah, recite the labbaik." He says, Oh Malik, labbaik. What does labbaik mean? What does, "Wallah, I am here. I'm coming. Labbaik. Allahumma labbaik." He says, "Malik, the blackness of your heart, your entire life of sinning, you have soiled this heart in the love and attachment of dunya. Looking at haram, planning haram, looking at the daughters of others, this black, filthy heart. And you have the guts and the courage to say, 'Ya Allah, I'm coming. Hajj, go for Hajj, go for Umrah. Why? It's December, it's convenient. Let us make a stopover on the way to Paris and America, and on the way to this holiday destination and that holiday destination. What have we understood? What have we understood of going there? He says, "Oh Malik, you're just, doesn't your life of sins, the blackness of your heart, cause you to pause and consider? You are shouting, 'Ya Allah, I'm coming.' And from there the call may be, 'Please don't come. We don't want you here. We don't need you here. This is a place of the mazhar of Allah's love. This is a place of the true ushaq of Allah, who came to find Allah. What are you coming for?" Malik bin Dinar says, "I never saw this youngster after that. Finally, I saw him on the 10th of Zilhijjah, when people were making qurbani. This youngster was standing on one side of Mina crying. I went up to him and then I heard him saying, 'Allahumma inna nasa qad dhabahu ilayk, qad dhabahu wa taqarrabuhu ilayk. وَلَيْسَ لِي شَيْءٌ أَتَقَرَّبُهُ بِهَا إِلَيْكَ إِلَّا نَفْسِي فَخُذْهَا مِنِّي He said, "Ya Allah, the people are sacrificing animals and they are gaining your closeness. Ya Allah, I have nothing. I have nothing. I don't even have an animal to make qurbani of. All I have to present to you, Ya Allah, is my own nafs. فَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي Accept my life. Accept my life, Ya Allah." Malik bin Dinar says, no sooner this youngster said this, he let out a scream and passed away on the spot. Every year he will rise up. Every year he will be counted amongst the haji. And he will rise up on the day of judgment shouting out the labbaik. That was how Hajj used to be made. How is Hajj made nowadays? We have become an embodiment of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some are going for business. Some are going for trade. Some are going for holiday. We have not understood what this exercise is. What this command is. Doesn't mean whether we are going for Hajj this year or next year or whatever. Let us understand, my respected brothers, every year during the Ayyam-e Hajj, this ummah is reminded about the lessons of Hajj. First lesson of Hajj is the purpose of this journey is to find Allah. And that is not only exclusive to the Haji. Every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like the poet says beautifully, he says, there are some people, they are holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba. Holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba. But if you look in their heart, not for one second is their heart beating with the love of Allah. And yet there are some people, like he says, Sayrul Qulub, Ablagh min Sayril Abdan, Kam min Wasilin bi Badanihi ilal Bayt, Wa Qalbuhu munqati'un an Rabbil Bayt, Wa Kam min Qa'idin ala Firashihi fi Baytihi, Wa Qalbuhu muttasilun bil Mahallil A'la. He says the journey of the heart is maqsood, not the physical journey. The journey of the heart is the object. Every year Allah wants this heart to go to Baytullah, even if your physical self couldn't go. Why? Because he says there are so many people holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba. قَلْبُهُ مُنْقَطِعٌ عَنْ رَبِّ الْبَيْتِ But their heart is not attached to Allah. And there are so many people thousands of kilometers away, somewhere in some jungle in Africa. Person is very, very poor. He's sitting on his bed and he's crying. It's the dead of night. He gets up, he goes on the musalla. He goes on the musalla and Allah transports him to Baytullah. Allah transports him to Baytullah. Why? قَلْبُهُ مُتَّسِلٌ بِالْمَحَلِّ الْعَلَىٰ His heart is attached to Allah. His heart is attached to Allah. Like we said on this occasion of Jummah, it's impossible to do justice to the haqaiq and lessons of Hajj. Allah give tawfiq some other time. We'll carry on with that. This much, my respected brothers, those who haven't made. And Allah has given us the means, make tawbah. And at the earliest opportunity, we have to proceed for Hajj. And those who want to go again and again, sahuk is not your obstacle. No organization is your obstacle. Your financial means is not your obstacle. Get on the musalla and cry before Allah. And every one of us, make this effort through Hajj to make ourselves such that Allah wants us to come there. Let us be such that we are presentable enough that Allah calls us there. This is what is meant by walillah. Our going there is to meet Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.